Now let's cross the divide between Detroit and its suburbs. The city is trying to recover from economic disaster. More prosperous suburbs have not always seen their interests as the same. Now they've agreed to share control of the city's water system, which offers benefits for the suburbs and the bankrupt city. Here's Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET.
Taxicab driver Donovan Hamilton crosses into Detroit city limits, a line he says has separated suburban and city politicians for decades, but not the ravages of a rough regional economy.
I ain't never seen no abandoned buildings in the suburbs. Now I see them. Car dealerships closing. You go through like the little mini malls, they're closing up. When the city fails, everything around Detroit fails.
Nowhere has the battle between Detroit and its suburbs been more apparent than in the city's beleaguered water system, which serves millions of customers in hundreds of communities. Detroit owns it. The suburbs want to help control it. A federal judge mandated improvements in it. Now Mayor Mike Duggan says the city will lease its water system to the suburbs in return for about $50 million annually.
Federal court oversight did not work. We've seen rate increases. We've seen 2,000 water main breaks a year. This is an agreement that I would not have hesitated to make even if we weren't under the pressure of bankruptcy.
But bankruptcy drove suburban officials, like Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson, to reach the deal. He says it gives the suburbs a say in running the water system instead of leaving it in the hands of the bankruptcy judge.
He could cram down our throats his settlement of this issue. And this was always looming over our head like the sword of Damocles, that, well, if we don't come up with a reasonable agreement, then we're going to leave it to one federal judge to make the plan.
Suburban officials also agreed to kick in $4.5 million a year to help struggling water customers pay their bills. Mayor Mike Duggan says the deal means that Detroit's crumbling water infrastructure can finally be improved.
We are going to go through this city and rebuild our water main system the way it should have been rebuilt years ago.
The deal must be ratified by county commissioners and the Detroit City Council. If it is, Detroit's bankruptcy case will have already produced one historic change, even before the city emerges from Chapter 9 protection. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.